Hi everyone, my name is Yarrow and you're listening to the Embodied Business Podcast. Thank you so much for your patience. I've been taking this summer a little bit slower and I'm excited to get back into things, come to you with a new episode, share some thoughts, hear what you think. So today I want to talk about AI and how it might affect our businesses and how we think about technology and the future. Before I dive in, a few updates from me. So I am going back to school again in September. I'm really excited for it. There will be the annual back to school sale again at some point in September, and I will announce that in my newsletter. I'll be offering 30% off all my courses and likely some other kind of packages and cool things too. The business community is coming to a close for now at the end of August, at least in its current form, and I'm taking a little break from facilitating group spaces till the end of the year. So in January, I will be back with a new format. Again, I'll announce that in the newsletter. And I think that's it. Yeah. Things are gentle here. Summer in Scotland is always kind of really soft. There's a lot of light until very late in the night because we're so far north. But it's not super hot and I really appreciate that. I think every year summer comes around, I feel kind of warm and I love being in the sea, but I also really love not being too hot. I just enjoy myself over here. I've been nesting a lot, I've been making candles, I've been hosting friends and pottering in the garden, and I've been working on some really, really beautiful web design projects. I think last year I had, about a year ago, I had a bit of a moment of uncertainty about my web design practice and how I wanted to continue. I wondered if maybe I wanted to focus only on teaching group classes and making more courses, or if maybe something about my web design practice needed to change. And I'm really happy to feel that I've come full circle. I'm feeling so in love again with this work, and I have changed some of the things I do things that has really helped. And I think also, you know, I've been doing this for 8 years, and sometimes it's just really good to give yourself a little bit of space to question and to not hold on to the way things are just because it's been so hard to build them. I think that feels pretty common in the world of small businesses where it is hard. You know, it's hard the first 2 years to really put shape to things and to get that momentum going. And then when you got there, it can feel a little bit crazy in the best way to question that, you know, because we should feel grateful, and I am feeling really grateful. And then there's a part of me that's like, you know, could it be better though? Could it be different? And yeah, I'm happy to say that I feel I ironed those things out, and I feel really committed to my studio practice again for many years to come. And I'm gaining a lot of new technical skills at university that I'm excited to weave in some ways into my work as well in the coming years. All right, that was my little update. So now about artificial intelligence. So I don't know about you, but I definitely have been going through some big feelings about this. Since the beginning of this year, it feels like the conversation around AI has become bigger, and we've seen more examples for what ChatGPT, for example, can do and how that impacts our work. And to me, at least, it seems that there's more anxiety at the moment than excitement. And I understand why. So I just wanted to share this episode with some thoughts of kind of what I've been seeing and feeling and what my hopes are, just in the hope that you have a moment also to think about your position, your ideas, your worries, and to make space for them. I think is a really good idea, right? Because this is happening whether we want it or not. I'm feeling a lot of peace and that acceptance. You know, I don't feel that I can deny that technology is advancing. I feel that I am more empowered when I just really, you know, embrace what feels right for me and prepare myself for all the other changes that are coming. And so my first invitation is really for you to think about what your way of engagement might look like right now. So for me, I've been reading a lot, but I've also been using the ChatGPT app quite a bit just to get a feeling for what it can do and to become more familiar. Because I think when something feels very foreign and unknown, that is more scary. So I didn't have any specific intention installing it on my phone, but I just sometimes, would pick up my phone and ask a question such as, are you learning from the questions we ask? Or how many moons are we aware of? Can you explain this or that in the universe to me? And I've consistently been extremely surprised by the answers. They're not perfect, but they're really good, linguistically flawless. And that was interesting to sit with. I also commented one time that I was impressed with how polite the app was, and the app answered, well, thank you for your kind words. This is how I've been trained, and this is how this works. And I was just like, wow, this really feels like, talking to a person in a way, which in some ways is cute, and in other ways, it's also freaking me out. But in that practice, something that felt interesting to hold as a thought was that chatting to the app is a bit like chatting to our collective consciousness, because obviously the computer is trained from human thoughts, right? From writing, from our own discoveries, and they are coming together in this vast, vast quantity to be offering the information that we're getting as output. And that sadly obviously isn't a democratic process, like there are clear privileges or priorities in what kind of content the app is being fed, and even in who is getting to publish something that eventually can be fed into the AI computer. But nevertheless, that thought felt interesting for me to hold, and I wanted to explore that a little bit more. I've also been dreaming about, what future without AI would I personally really like? What would feel good for me and my communities? And I've been trying to have conversations about that with other people as well, because I really would like us to feel that we are part of the culture that's changing. We're not just passive consumers of new technology. With our choices, we can shape what is coming forward, what we prioritize, and how we engage with things. And so, yeah, I mean, really hold that for a moment. That is actually really big. I think especially if you're in a fairly fearful state right now and you're worried and you don't know kind of what it means for you, really consider the idea that you are also an active agent who has some choices to make that might feel overwhelming, but you get to make them, right? You don't have to just passively let things into your life if you don't want them. And then I've been reading as much as I could. I've been trying to kind of hear from different voices and perspectives, both from developers who are really deep into the tech and they actually really understand how it works, but also from people who criticize it or who are worried about it or who hold a totally different vision for the world. And that's been cool for me, at least. I really can't say that I've formed an opinion. This is not what this episode is about. I'm not an expert. I'm just telling you what I've done to feel better about it, basically. And then I've also made some space for grief. I listened to a podcast episode by Catherine May. Her podcast is called How We Live Now. I highly recommend it. I love it so much. And she shared that she'd been to this little shop and was looking at some greeting cards there and asked the shopkeeper about it, I think, and was told that actually the illustrations were made by AI. And yeah, she talked a little bit about how shocking that was in a way, because of course, in the past, an illustrator would have been paid for this job, and now this is automated. And what does that mean for us in the industry as a whole? Illustration already is so precarious for many people to work in, yet it can be so meaningful and really make ourselves, our lives more beautiful. I think I so value illustration work. It can really make a big difference. Visual culture is very important, and I want beautiful illustrators to be out there, and I want us to have cards that are made by humans. I've also been trying to think about, what could be done on a structural level to make this transition more fair for everyone involved, and that being not just humans, but also the planet, the non-human world, our animal friends. And it gives me hope, but it also makes me feel frustrated that there are so many things that could be different right now. I think a key issue is definitely how we tax the rich, right? How we redistribute wealth and how we make resources available. It just has to be wildly different. I wonder about things, for example, like companies having to make yearly reports about how AI is changing the way that they work and how they make money, and if maybe those savings could be redistributed equally amongst workers, for example, in time off or in higher pay or other benefits. I would also just love to see the development of corporations, not corporations, sorry, that was a brain fart language thing. I meant co-ops, actually, just workers getting together to, really have choice and agency in the process of how their labor is utilized in the world and how technology is a part of that. And I'm always really inspired to witness other groups of people working together in that way. I've often been thinking about whether that's something I would like to do or be a part of in some way. I'm not sure yet, but I'm really curious and I wish we would make more space for that. I would wish also really that was even in more people's consciousness, you know, that this is a possibility. We can work cooperatively. Who knew? What if we learned about that at school, you know, how we organize together? I also wish that there was more protection for our privacy, more transparency in how we engage with technology, especially when big tech companies are involved. And I wish there was more education and engagement for all kinds of people. I recently had an appointment in the hospital, for example, just to prepare for my next surgery. And I got my invite to the appointment through an app, which was really pleasant for me and totally manageable. But I wondered if that weren't the case, what support would be available to me? And so, you know, as a hospital patient, for example, I've received a lot of treatment in the last few years, and there are definitely parts of that treatment that I felt could have been automated, especially if that had been to the benefit of the human care that I received. So I remember, for example, spending 10 days in hospital after my accident and nurses coming around through the night to check my blood pressure, which I really appreciated, but, you know, I was kind of asleep anyway, and that could have probably been done by a computer, I guess. And if that had meant that nurses could be paid more or that they could spend more time actually talking to patients, that would be wonderful. And realistically, that's probably not what's going to happen next. But I just don't want to give up on that potential, you know, that saving on repetitive tasks that don't need to be done by humans isn't a catastrophe in itself. It really just depends on what we make of that. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Whew. I have also tried to learn about how AI might impact climate change and the ways we're dealing with those things and adapting. And I learned about tree planting, for example, which is really an important thing that's happening in Scotland, trying to reforest as much of the land as possible. And I learned that AI can predict the need of young saplings in a better way, and that we can save resources like electricity and water and nutrients, but just better managing what a young tree really needs. And I thought that was really hopeful and fascinating, and I would love to be part of that as well in some way. For us as small business owners, another invitation I wanted to share was to really think about what makes our work human. And that, I think, has a lot to do with the stories, the lived experience we bring, the deep empathy we have for each other, the way that we build community, the way that we show up in solidarity. And those are all things that really, at the end of the day, could never be replaced, regardless of how advanced an AI system becomes. And if you take anything away from this episode, I hope that you remember that people want and value and pay for and support intimacy over perfectionism any day of the week, right? Especially if you're thinking back at the last few years, what have you prioritized in your budget? What have you supported and paid for? It probably wasn't stuff that seemed perfect to you. It was stuff that made you feel it helped you through a difficult time, something that made you feel connected or supported or inspired or that helped you grow in some way. And so, yeah, if you're worried about your offerings and how they might change or be perceived, really my invitation for you is to connect with your own humanity and what makes your offer so special that could never be replaced. And I think that is probably what we're all having to focus on even more in the coming years. And I think that's a good thing, you know, a part of that is a good thing. I was thinking about my own next steps. I want to keep engaging in my own way. I want to get a sense and a feeling for how this might support me. I want to have a little bit of fun with the app. I want to experiment with some admin tasks and do some more research. And I'm going to learn to code because I want to understand how this works. And that's not for everyone, but I have to say, I've been taking classes in coding since May, and I'm really happily surprised with, well, how much it actually suits me and how much I'm enjoying it. It is easier than I thought it would be. It's not super easy, but it feels manageable and I'm excited to learn more. And I'm also curious about some design tasks. So someone mentioned to me the other day that one thing you can do, for example, is if you come up with a color palette for a client and you want to give each color a name, you can type into a DAI chat something like, hey, I have these like five hex codes for the different colors, and I want them each to have kind of art related names, for example, and it will come up with a name for each of those colors. Now, would that really enrich my work? I don't think so. I don't usually name my colors, to be honest. I would if I felt my clients were into it, but that just doesn't seem very important to me right now, to be honest. But while I would never replace, you know, what feels important in my work, I do wonder if there are small admin tasks that I could get rid of and have automated. And I do already automate a lot. I have a good booking system. I send automated invoices and reminders. You know, there's a lot that is already automated, but I'm open to automating more if it feels that it allows me to have more chill in my life and offer a better service, then absolutely I would do that. So yeah, I wonder where you're at. I will leave it here. Thank you so much for listening and hopefully speak to you soon.